Hello and welcome back to Eliza's Havoc. This is Dominique, your host, and today's category will be the beauty in all single parents. Today I chose that category because I know too many parents out here that are trying their best to do it all. Right now, I'm married. I have support. I got a backup. Whenever my husband gets home, I have all the help in the world. But I know that he gets home at different times. So with that being said, I'm handling everything on my end by myself. By everything, I mean the homemaker's job and working from home. Now, some of you may not know this, so I'm going to educate you on a few things today. I work customer service from home. I own my own business, which is a call center that all of my employees, they work from home. So with that in general, that consists of making sure that you have a quiet area for you to be able to take customer calls, along with learning and becoming certified in whatever client you're working for. What that means is being able to know how to do your job for whatever company you're working for. You also have to be able to go through extensive training on the systems. Sometimes that means you have to buy things out of pocket, like an extra headset, sometimes another screen, things of this nature, but the fact of the matter is that these things we do, which are just like normal call centers, except for we're at home. Now, in some cases, that's great. That saves you time of, you know, the transport time, transcommute. But it also saves you money. You don't have to use as much gas. If anybody out there has tickets, you have more time to be able to pay your tickets, or any other legal issues. you know, it's also less wear and tear on my car. I like my car. So, I mean, these things, I thoroughly enjoy being able to do what I do. One of the benefits of being able to do what I do is the fact that I can pick my own hours. So if my children need more attention on this day for whatever reason, I can pick the hours and be able to give them exactly what they need. Versus, you know, regardless of whether it be doctor's appointment, emergency hospital run, pretty much anything. Now, back to what I was initially saying. I work from home, but I also handle all the jobs of a homemaker. That means I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm washing dishes, I'm doing the laundry, I'm making sure my house looks good, smells good, I'm making sure that my kids are 100% A-okay, that they've had breakfast, snack, dinner, or something, you know, in their bellies to hold them off until dinner is made, depending on what time my husband is getting home. I have other ways of entertaining my children, and that does a lot of times, being that I have young ones and teenagers. With my younger ones, it does consist of singing, playing, dancing, as well as trying to do a little bit of early education with my children as well, all before the hours that I pick a day ahead of time, or sometimes that day, to be able to service. So just to imagine doing everything that I do. This means everything from taking out the trash, changing toddler potties, cleaning out the tub, cleaning up the bathroom, cleaning up my living room, rearranging my furniture, cleaning my kitchen, scrubbing it until it's absolutely spotless, because I want to be able to have a wow factor after I've rested and forgot that I actually put in the work to clean the kitchen. Or I just want to see it shine. You know, cleaning bedrooms, getting on to my older children about cleaning their bedrooms, taking time to clean my room. That way, I can be able to relax if I go into my room, changing my bed, making sure the laundry is done, making sure that I'm trying to remind my children the value of time management and things of this nature. It is not easy by any means. Another thing many may or may not know about me is a lot of times I'm a bit of a control freak. I'm pretty sure you all can tell by the way I talk. I like things to be in a certain order. I like you to already understand that whenever you come to my house, everything has a certain time, certain place. And I'd rather go ahead and do a routine. I also have two autistic children. So with those autistic children, one of the things that is needed the most is a routine. Something that they can consider normal. Something that they'll know how to do. Something that they can expect ahead of time, instead of something that will take them by surprise. A routine helps bring them comfort and helps bring me comfort. So along with being able to do all of these things and trying to work and earn income, as well as answering emails from, you know, employees who may be having some difficulties from any time, It's a bit hectic. And just to think, if I did all that with absolutely no help, no backup, no support, I would burn out quickly. I would quickly get overwhelmed, and that's around the time that you have a lot of people that just say, you know what, I don't care anymore. And they kind of give up. So today, I really just want to take a moment to appreciate the single parents out there. If you think that no one else appreciates you in the world, I do. I've been there once upon a time. Sometimes I feel like I'm still there, not because I don't have support from my husband, but because he gets home rather late, occasionally. So on the nights that he gets home late, I still have to go through my certification for the new client that I'm working for now. I then have to still continue to keep everything in the house cool, calm, and kosher, and try to keep things going as normally as possible. And any parents out there already know that sometimes that's easier said than done. So I just want to shout out to you guys. I also want to elaborate on this. I said single parents and not single mothers for a specific reason. Now, as much as I would love to say single mothers, I'm not taking away from mothers, but I am including fathers, because lately there have been a rise of single fathers that are doing exactly the same as single mothers, regardless of whether their choice of income might be different, Sometimes it's not, sometimes it is. Better yet, whatever their specific situation. You know, a lot of times people don't tell them that they're doing a good job. And we forget that even as men, everybody needs to know that they're doing a good job, and everybody needs some motivation. Everybody needs recognition. Everybody needs appreciation, because those are the few positive things in the world that honestly seems like it's going under, that we still have and we still hold on to. That's our version of hope. You know, children from the day they are born to 18/21 years of age go through many phases. Some we understand, some we don't. Some at a certain time in our lives we have patience for, and some we don't. And it's hard to constantly have to readjust your priorities. And what I mean by that is to focus on this thing, be it that it's an emotion of what's going on, because that's kind of causing hollering and screaming in the household, while still trying to keep your cool and trying to calm down children, or even if it's just one child, especially when you have a child with special needs. Things change, and you have to try to keep them as normal as possible, not just for them, but for you. So I want to give a hats off to all those people. Children with special needs or not, I just want to let y'all know y'all doing a great job, and keep pushing. It's okay to go to the bathroom and want to lock the door. It's okay to walk outside for a few minutes to go into your car and take a deep breath. Occasionally, it's okay to go away from your children for a couple of minutes. Even if it's literally just outside the door. You know, close enough where you can hear them and they can hear you, but you can just take a breath, get some fresh air, clear your head, clear your mind. Don't forget, as parents in general, we need that. But you know what else is okay? Allowing somebody to tell you that you're doing a great job. Knowing that you got this under control. Knowing that, you know what, it's going to be a little bit hard, but you are handling it like a pro. Because any parent out there will sit there and tell another one, there is no manual for this. There is no instruction booklet. There was no right way and wrong way. Literally, from day one, you're winging it. Me, I love being a mom. I might be wrong for this, but I love being a mom sometimes more than I like being a wife. I love being a mom. I remember the days before I ever had children, and the day I had my first one, how literally I felt complete. And even in my thoughts of the days before my children, I felt empty, even in going back just in thoughts. So I love being a mother. I love being a wife. I love the fact that I have a backup. I have a partner to be able to handle certain things. Other things he doesn't have to handle, because like I said earlier, y'all, I am a bit of a control freak. And by a bit, I do mean a lot. But we got everything under control. Even when times are hard, I like being able to have somebody that tells me that it's going to be okay. And someone that'll stop me and say, hey, babe, look at how beautiful this house is. Look at these kids. Look how advanced they're getting and how advanced they're growing. You are doing a great job. Even if it feels like you're not, you are doing a great job. And to those single parents who don't have that out there, look. Look at the fact that you are still able to keep a roof over your head. Look at your home. Look at the type of example that you are setting for your child. Pretty much you are letting your child know that, hey, regardless of whether there's a Mr. or a Mrs. we still got this. We come from strength. Look at your children. You see how well they're doing at school or how advanced they're doing, even if it's just a baby being able to hold their head up or a baby taking their first crawl or first steps. Hey, look at how amazing you're doing as a parent. You go. Great job. You got this. There's times that I get that, and I get it quite a bit. So I just want to give it to those who can't. Anytime y'all need to listen to this, please feel free to listen to it repeatedly, over and over. Every time you hear it, it's still just as strong as the first time I'm saying it to you guys now. You guys are doing a wonderful job. I tip my hats off to you. Until next time, I'll hear you guys later.